Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you and welcome to Let's Talk About Love. It is my privilege, honor, blessing, and excitement and joy and honor to be with you here on the air tonight. In Jesus' name, listen, welcome to Let's Talk About Love. You're welcome. You're welcome to come and sup with me as I sit here and break bread with the Holy Ghost. Amen. In Jesus' name, because that's what happens when we get into the Word of God, you know. We allow, or we should allow, the Holy Spirit to come in and speak to us. Glory to God, to sup with us, to sit down and, amen, feed us what it is that we need to hear from God, what we need for strength, what we need for sustenance. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what it's about, you know. That's what it's about. When we come together, amen, to break bread, our eyes, amen, become open. Our spirits become quickened. Hallelujah. You know that happens when you're weak and you haven't had any food for a while. When you eat, amen, you get strength. All of a sudden, you get this energy seemingly out of nowhere. My God, you get strength. You get energy. You get vitality. Amen. Vigor, fresh zeal. You encouraged all over again. I'm reminded of the song that my grandma would sing. She said, I believe I'll run on and see what the end is going to be. That's what happens when you get into the Word. Not only do you get in the Word, but the Word will get on the inside of you. Oh, that's how you can safely say, great is he who is in me than he that is in the world. How did he get in there? Through osmosis? No. Hallelujah. By faith and by you feeding your seed faith with the Word. Hallelujah. The water of the Word causes that seed of faith to grow. Hallelujah. Tonight, somebody. Amen. So I'm so excited that you could be here with me on Let's Talk About Love tonight. And in while we're on this subject, I want you to be encouraged in knowing that in spite of what, amen, you may be shifting through, amen, I won't say going through, but shifting through, because sometimes it's not just a matter of just, okay, get from point A to point B, zoom, and that's it. You get shifted. There are turns and twists and bumps and rocky roads in between, in the process, amen. I want you to know that the Word of God, hallelujah, is what's going to keep you moving at a steady pace and momentum, amen. And you cannot look at what's going on around you. You'll get distracted, not only sidetracked, but you will even lose ground. Amen. Keep your eyes on the prize. Glory to God. And continue to look forward, pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus, clinging to the Word of God. Amen. That's where our hiding place is. Hallelujah. That's where our safety is. Hallelujah. Hey, to God tonight. Amen. That's where our safety is. Everything else is going down in this world except the Word of God. In the end, or like a lot of us like to say, at the end of the day, hallelujah, the only thing that's going to matter, the only thing that's going to hold any weight, anything of substance, is going to be the Word of God. God ain't going to ask you your opinion, how you felt about it, what you thought. We have to have the mind of Christ, hallelujah, in order to function properly in this world, especially in this end time. Hallelujah. Amen. And we can't do that without the Word. Glory to God. Are y'all here tonight? Praise God. So we're going to go ahead, go on down to Genesis 38. Amen. And we want to read a little bit about Joseph. Hallelujah. What a profound example of our Jesus. Glory to God, being betrayed and left for dead and hated. Amen. We want to talk about a couple of things that happened to him in his life. Amen. Some things that God allowed to happen to get him to the place called there. Amen. There are some of you tonight that are trying to get to the place called there. Well, God has ordained that place for you, and you don't seem to understand why there's so much turmoil, why so much back and forth, up and down, in between, and all around. Lord, have mercy. But God Yes, he has a plan and a process in mind. I feel God for your life tonight. I wish somebody would really get excited about the process, because it's in the in-between, it's in the interim, it's in the process that you get all them good nuggets. Yes, the tears are necessary. Yes, the pain is necessary. Yes, the rejection is necessary. But God is using it to get you to the place called there. You got to get there. You're going there. We going there tonight. Hallelujah. And I've come tonight to just help you, nudge you a little bit in the right direction. In the name of Jesus. Let's read a little bit in Genesis 39, and we're going to skip through, amen, through the chapters here. Amen. And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over his house, and all that he had put into his hand. Joseph is doing well. We see this glory, we see this favor, we see this excellent spirit, we see this bonding between him and his master. Hallelujah. But Joseph didn't just pop up there. Lord, I feel God tonight. If you go back a couple chapters, you'll find out that Joseph was sold into slavery by his own brothers. Hallelujah. His brothers hated him because the favor of God was upon him. Lord have mercy. Shall we go back there for a minute? Genesis 37. Now Israel, verse 3, loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. Yeah, it sounds like Joseph is doing pretty good here too. He got daddy's favor, had a special coat made that nobody else had. He was his daddy's favorite, so he might have had a little extra cookies and everything else that nobody else was privileged to have in the house. Lord have mercy. I want you to know that when God's favor is upon you, everybody in the house ain't happy about it, because on the inside, hallelujah, his brothers were very upset. As a matter of fact, verse 4 said that his brethren saw the favor, hallelujah, Sunday, and they hated him. Oh my God, they couldn't even speak peaceably to him. Don't you know folk like that? You talk to them and they sound all stinking nasty. Some of them don't even speak, but if they speak, you can just, you feel the venom coming out their mouth. Lord, it's coming out the mouth, but it's straight from the heart. Lord, have mercy, Jesus, tonight. Joseph, I hope you're listening. Oh, they couldn't stand him. They couldn't stand him. He dreamed dreams. The favor of God was upon him, and he was gifted. And so he thought it not robbery to share his dreams and visions with his brothers and his daddy. And don't you know sometimes you can talk too much? You share too much with folk and they get upset. Instead of them saying, listen, you're going to need prayer with these visions and dreams, honey, because the devil is after you. You don't see it yet, but you got to be processed with this anointing. You're going to go through with this gift. Instead of them doing that, they rejected him. Their jealousy was so much. They envied him so much. Lord have mercy, they plotted against his life. Now you remember when we first read, things were going very well for Joseph. But he had to get to that place, my God, after he was sold into slavery. Let's read it. Verse 24, they took him, his brothers, and cast him into a pit, and the pit was empty. There was no water in it. And they sat down to eat bread, and they lifted up their eyes and looked, and behold, a company of Ishmaelites. That's them same Ishmaelites we read about in Genesis 40, all right? Hallelujah, how he was sold, amen, into slavery. It was these Ishmaelites that sold Joseph chapter 39, where we read about the Ishmaelites. They were the ones that sold Joseph to the king Potiphar. Is that all right? Hallelujah. So even though he found favor with the king, he had just come through something. Oh, ho, ho. They
wanted to really kill Joseph. You got to understand this tonight. The devil ain't friends with you. Don't be fooled. Just because people smile and come on, rub elbows with you, don't mean that they're for you. Right in your own house, you'll have haters. Hallelujah. But God will ordain them. I don't like that. He will ordain them to get you to the right place. The place called there, there, there. Say that about Kosanda. Hallelujah to God tonight. Listen, he was in jail. He went through some things because even though God favored him, hallelujah, the devil was still after him. He's doing well. Come on here. Rebbe Kishma. His master shared everything with him. Nanamasi. Joseph was a good person and well-favored. I believe he learned a little something in the pit. But that wasn't enough. Some of us, we learned a little something. And we think, okay, now, God, it's time for me to move forward. Let me tell you, there has to be some more testing. There got to be some more pounding. Ask somebody who's been on the potter's wheel. If that clay could talk, my God, it would say I had to go round and round and round about on the wheel under the hand of the potter. You got to go through something, baby. Look at what happened. The master's wife cast her eyes on Joseph and propositioned him to sleep with her. Baby, they're going to come out the woodworks while God is processing you. The same way Jesus had to go through the wilderness in Luke 4 to be processed. Who do you think you are? If Jesus had to be tested and tried under the bokosh, what do you think will happen with you with your anointed self? You may have a gift, you may have a talent, and you may be anointed with quadruple portion, oh God, but you got to go through a process. Glory to God. We don't like process, but that's where the yummy is. Glory to God. Look at what happened. I want you to look at how he responded in the midst of the process. He refused when his master's wife tried to lay with him. Come on, we in Genesis 39. He said, I can't do this. There's none greater in this house than I. Neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee, because you're his wife. My master will share anything with me except you. You're off limits. There's a boundary. And even more than that, how can I do of this great wickedness and sin against God? I'm really not studying you so much, neither my master in this earth, but I have a vow. I have a grand high master, and his name is Jehovah. Jehovah God, Rosh Hashanah. His name is Jesus Christ. He's the one that I have to fear and answer to. I have a covenant with him. Can I tell you something? Don't you know your covenant with God will keep you? I don't care what pit you might be thrown in, Daniel. Your covenant with God will keep you through the process of trials and testing. Covenant. Your commitment. Hallelujah. Your heart for God. Your real love for him. Handleable shy. Glory to God. Let's read it. So came to pass, he would not lie to her. She kept coming, come on, to him day after day with that lust spirit, nasty demon spirit, trying to tempt him and trying to cause him to fall. But he refused. Hashiko. Listen to me tonight. You're going to be propositioned with some stuff while you're in your process. Handarabosha. Some of y'all are going through some things and the devil been dressed up. Come on here. Presenting himself with a Bible and a briefcase. Trying to get you to look. Oh, come on here. To the left or to the right. But you keep your eyes right where they belong. Looking up. Looking straight ahead of you. Looking unto Jesus. The author and the finisher of your faith. Does it get sidetracked now? You're getting too close to the promise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I wonder what it must have felt like for him to remember all these dreams that God had shown him about his life. For him to remember all these dreams of elevation and promotion and leadership that God had shown him about his life. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. And then to end up in a pit like this. Not one time, but again, he ends up being thrown in jail. Look at the story. Hallelujah. He ends up in jail for something that he didn't do, because the wife lied on him and said that he tried to rape her. Lord have mercy. But the Bible says in verse 21, the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy, gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. Listen, favor follows you from the pit to the palace, baby. I said, God's His favor will follow you everywhere you go. Don't take your coat of many colors for granted. Yeah, you might have been stripped. It's all right. Folks try to throw all kind of mud and mess on it. It's all right. The blood of Jesus covers you in your covenant with Him. Your covenant with God is precious. Don't you know where you're standing for nobody? Oh, I don't care how sweet they talk. I don't care how many flattering words they use. Stay focused. Glory to God. Look at what happened to Joseph. Even in prison, the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison. He's still in leadership, even in prison. Listen, what God has gifted and anointed you with, it's going to come out. Hallelujah. If He can trust you in the prison, come on here. Then He knows He can trust you in the palace. Don't despise the pit. Don't despise the prison. You will get to the place called there tonight. Let's look at what happened here. Verse 23 in chapter 39, still, the keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand. In other words, the keeper of the prison didn't have to even watch Joseph. He trusted him. He didn't have to worry about nothing because he knew that Joseph took care of everything. Why? Because the Lord was with him. Come on here. And that which he did, the Lord made it to prosper. If God be for you, who can be against you? That's my question for you tonight. What are you worried about? How? You got to look back in the book. Look back on the testimonies. Come on here. Look back on what God has done for you. Hallelujah. Listen, a situation arose in the prison. Hallelujah. And he was hoping, Joseph was hoping that after he gave interpretation of a dream, amen, that the butler had, hallelujah, that glory to God, that he would, the baker had, that he would give a good word to the king for him so that he could be released. But the Bible says the chief baker was hanged. Read that story, amen, in chapter 40 of Genesis. We're skipping around tonight. He hanged the chief baker, and the butler did not remember Joseph, wouldn't even mention his name, oh God, to the master. Mm-hmm. How about this? Man, they forget your name, but God remembers you. I like that song by Israel and New Breed. God knows my name. I'm not forgotten. Somebody needs to know that tonight. Hey, man may forget you, but God will never leave or forsake you. He has you on reserve. Somebody needs to be reminded tonight. God has you on reserve. Ooh, you'll be in reserve for greatness. You'll be in preserved for a specific time, a specific season, a specific dispensation. Hallelujah to God tonight. He's holding you in a place, my God, so that when He's ready to release you, hallelujah, you're fully baked. You're not half done. Glory to God. Well done. Mm-hmm. Processed to the place of completion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, the trying of our faith works patience, the word of God tells us, so that we may be perfect and entire, lacking nothing. Hallelujah. We don't want to be slack. Hallelujah. We don't want to be half-stepping. Glory to God. So we have to go through the process. Right when you think God has finished processing you, here comes another test. Let Daddy work. Let Him do what He needs to do in you. Don't despise it. Look at here. Look at what happened. Pharaoh ends up having a dream. Oh, God. And Joseph was the only one that was able to interpret it. Hallelujah. Are y'all here tonight? God knows what to do. He already knows what situation to set up for you to get you in the place of release and relief so that he can use you. Amen. The time for Joseph to be used was not during the time that he was having the dreams. He was still wet behind the ears, so to speak. He was not developed, not by long shot. He was kind of bratty. Are y'all with me tonight? He was kind of still full of himself. Hareke. And it was after Pharaoh had this dream that they called for Joseph. Hallelujah, who was now a captain of the guard, who interpreted the dreams. Now they remembered him. And Pharaoh called Joseph to himself and gave him a change of clothes. Listen, God is about to change your garment. You've been in prison garment long enough. You're not here tonight. You've been in the wilderness long enough. God is getting ready to change your raiment. Yeah, the coat of many colors was good. That was just a sign to you at that time that God was getting ready to take you through a process to get you to the place called there. Hallelujah. But now you're getting ready to stand before kings, my God, where God wants to use you in a greater capacity. He's calling you from behind the desert. You don't want to have no church. He's getting ready to dress you with new raiment. Genesis 41 and 14 tells us Joseph shaved himself. Some of y'all got to get rid of the stubble. Come on here. Come on up in here tonight. God is taking you somewhere. Baby, look, he's getting ready to dress you up like you've never been dressed before. Hallelujah. So that you can stand before Pharaoh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Joseph shared the interpretation of the dream with the wisdom, hallelujah, on how Pharaoh had to solve the problem, letting him know that there were going to be years of famine. Hallelujah. But he also, with the interpretation, gave him wisdom. Glory to God tonight on how to handle the situation. Is that all right? Now, as we skip over, we find that Joseph again is put in leadership. Leadership was on his life from the day he was born. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. And as he was being processed step by step, that's what you need to say to yourself, step by step. Encourage yourself. God going to take you step by step. He has a way, and he has a mind, and he has thoughts that are not like ours. Mm-hmm. And his way is the best way. Hallelujah. Listen, Joseph was put in a position where he had to minister to the same ones. Don't shout on that part. Where he had to, don't listen, don't get so happy because God gonna make your enemies come in front of you and make them your footstool. Don't do that. That's nice. But rejoice over the fact that he's gonna give you the heart to go with the assignment. Lord Jesus! Oh, it's not enough for you to gloat and brag because God has elevated you. Oh, God. We do that, you know. We get so excited over the fact that God has elevated us in the midst of our brethren. We get stinking funky about it. But that's not the right heart. And God knew that Joseph would have had that heart if he had not gone to the pit. If he had not been put in prison, come on here. If he had not been lied on, if he had not been rejected, oh, if he had not been left for dead, he would have been cocky about his deliverance. Oh, but your deliverance is not just for you, beloved. Hallelujah. Nations are waiting on your clean heart. Oh, God. David prayed that prayer, you know it. Created me a clean heart and renew within me the right spirit. Oh, God. Oh, God. Let's look at how Joseph handled this. Joseph could not refrain himself. We're in Genesis 45. We need to read through that all the way from 38 to 45. Let that be your munch meal for a few days, a few weeks, for a month or so. Is that all right? Will you really digest this story? Because it is vast, and our time won't allow us to get into the meat of it the way we would like to tonight. But listen, Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him, and he cried. cause every man to go out from me. Here he is in the palace, in leadership position, ruling the world, responsible for bread, for the nations to have sustenance in the midst of famine. And he ordered everybody to leave him and only made himself known to his brethren. He wept aloud. Can you imagine all the years of hurt, all the years of pain, all the years of even missing his brothers and his father's house? Hallelujah. Not just the pain of being sold out by them, but him having now having the heart of God in compassion. Hallelujah, where his flesh may have tried to rise up and say, you crazy for feeding these folk. Look at what they did to you. Joseph didn't forget where he came from. And you can't forget, beloved. That's why the pit. That's why the prison. That's why the process. When God sets you before great men, you got to be humble. Their fate is going to be in your hands. You're not God now, hear me. But there's something in your belly that even your enemies need. And they may not come to you right now and say, listen, I need what God put in you for me, honey. The devil going to use people.
Oh, God.
Folk going to walk away and turn their back. And some of you are over this airwave tonight. Listen, I'm going to say it to you one more again. Don't despise the pit. Don't despise the process. Oh, God. God is going to take you to the place called there. What is the place called there? Look at what he says here. He says, listen, for these 2 years have the famine been in the land, and yet there are 5 years in which there shall neither be earing nor harvest. And God sent me before you to preserve your posterity in the earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. I had to go to prison. Y'all thought y'all was doing something to me when y'all ragged me. Yeah, you thought you were doing something to me when y'all left me in that pit, when you sold me for 30 pieces of silver as a slave. You thought you was doing something. But God did it. He ordained it to preserve you and your seed and your seed. Oh, God. He said, it wasn't you that did this, but it was God. Listen, we're not going to see God in our pit. We're not going to see him in our prison. We're not going to see him in the process if we're not seeking him. I want to encourage you in that. You got to get some dirt on you in order to appreciate your covenant with God. It was in the prison and in the pit. Hallelujah. It was throughout the process that God continuously showed his hand of favor and prosperity upon Joseph, so that now in the face of his brethren, he was able to forgive them. Look at what happened in verse 15. He kissed them and wept upon them. And after this, they were able to talk to each other. You ain't ready if you see a person or hear their name and your stomach getting sick. And you balling up thinking about all the things you wish would happen to them. Y'all don't want to have no real touch. You got to be processed for all the promise. 90. Hallelujah. Father, I pray over this, your precious people, that you will continue to take us through. Take us through the necessary process. Hallelujah. And testing and chiseling and pounding. And shaking. So that we can be prepared people for the prepared place called there. We want you to be glorified. We want you to be pleased and honored in through and by us and for us. You get the glory, Father. Let not our process be in vain. Do unto us as you did to David. Create in us a clean heart and renew within us the right spirit. We love you for it, Father. We receive healing from you tonight, freedom from our past, and we thank you for getting us safely to the place called there. In Jesus' name, and by the power of his blood that seals it, amen. Beloved, listen, that's my time. Listen, you're going to get to the place called there. You hear me? You're going to get to that palace and to the place called promise, God's way. Continue to walk by faith and not by sight. And know that I love you. I thank God for you. You're in my prayers and thoughts always. Until next week, God bless. And continue to talk about love.